Jill Turner.
Hi, Jill Turner.
It is an historic day for gay and lesbian couples, and one they've waited a long time for. The very first civil partnership ceremonies will take place in just over 2 weeks, and rehearsals are already underway.
Hands up in the air. Are you singing? Your turn, come on. Not bad.
This is, you know, the biggest step forward, and it's actually history in the making because it's allowing us now to have the same rights as opposite sex couples.
It's equality and recognition that we are partners. I mean, we've been together 14 years.
At the gay wedding show in Brighton, there was everything couples might need to make their day special, and plenty of companies chasing the pink pound.
Well, for those who want to make a real statement on their big day, how about a theme? Stalls like this one are offering costumes from every period and to suit every taste. And if you want your guests to be talking for months, what better way to keep them happy than a pink chocolate fountain?
Some people want fairgrounds, they want 50 drag queens, they want, you know, anything and everything. And to be honest with you, some of them don't have a budget whatsoever, so they're more than happy to spend to get that ideal wedding.
It would be grand, but I'm afraid not in this guise.
I think maybe Westminster Abbey.
Or St Paul's.
Something simple.
Brighton has already had more than 500 provisional bookings for so-called pink weddings. The government is expecting 22,000 civil partnerships in the next 5 years. The new law is, according to gay and lesbian campaigners, as important as the decriminalisation of homosexuality. Sarah Hughes, Sky News.